Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
I will not work.
All right. Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome, Christians, conservatives, constitutionalists, liberals, libertarians, communists, Islamists, LGBTQ, RSTV, WXYZ people. All the boat rockers are in the house, and anybody else I may have missed, to the Sons of Liberty radio show here on Red State Talk Radio, where we use the Bible and the Constitution not to see who's on the right or the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. And by the way, we're on GCN. Sorry about that. GCM. And glad that you guys have joined us this afternoon. I'm filling in for Bradley. They are traveling or about – no, they're getting ready to travel. And Bradley asked me if I would fill in for him, and I was ready to throw in the kids doing the thing here with the vaccines, the mask, and all of that, like I do in the morning show. And sorry about that, but apparently that's not going through to GCN the way we have it here. But that's okay, because we're going to make things work anyway. I'm Tim Brown. I'm the editor at SonsLibertyMedia.com, and for our Muslim friends, I'm the infidel that Allah warned you about. I hold to the book, the Bible, as the authoritative word of God. Glad that you guys have joined us this afternoon. And if you would like to call in to the show, feel free to do so. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. You can call in and we'd love to hear from you. we're going to be talking here starting probably in the next segment on this issue of the story of John McAfee. And, is he the next Jeffrey Epstein? Because it sure does look like it. It sure does look like it, and it ought to cause us to give pause to what kind of dangerous times that we're in. You know, both Bradley and I have talked about from the book of Amos, when we don't deal with these evil people, the criminals in our midst, all we're doing is allowing the violence to come near to us. We're bringing it right to our front door. To such an extent, I was watching yesterday, somebody had sent me a thing, I think it was over in India. It looked like it was in a village area over in India. And there was a woman, there was several people, and there was, I guess it was their kind of police or something, that had held this woman in place to give her the COVID experimental injection. And she was screaming at them, and she was crying about it, and they went and did it anyway. Well, if they'll take people like Jeffrey Epstein, and look, I know people like Lynn Wood have said Jeffrey Epstein's alive. Maybe he is, maybe he isn't. I don't know. I've often said there's one or two things going on. The people that wanted to silence him did so, or they got him out of there alive, and they have him packed away somewhere. Okay? The official story is he's dead, right? The official story of this one is, but we're going to look at that in just a little bit. But again, if you want to call in, love to hear from you. 1-866-582-9933. You can also catch us at sonsoflibertyradio.com and also sonsoflibertymedia.com. fact, if you are listening by GCN, by way of GCN, you can scroll down on the right side of the page, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and you can see where we are going live, okay? And you can enlarge that. That's right. You can see the faces made for radio. And you can click on the platform and join us in the chat. We got a lot of friends in there. Good to see all you guys in there. Yeah, I know I kind of surprised you. It wasn't Bradley coming on the screen, was it? But you can jump in there. And you can also check out the morning show this morning. We had a great show with Dr. Andreas Calker and Curie Rivera on the study that's just been released on chlorine dioxide. It is a scientific published study on chlorine dioxide. I've been telling you about it for months. Actually, I've been telling you about it for longer than that. But the chlorine dioxide is pennies a day to really help you treat your family. It really is, okay? And you can pick that stuff up. Check out the report on that this morning, the morning show. And the links are in there. You can check out the archive, sonsoflibertymedia.com. It's under the same name we had this morning. Dr. Andreas Calker's chlorine dioxide study is out, and the results are incredible. And they are. This man has said he has been able to help virtually every person that has come to him, whether they had a cancer, the coronavirus. He's helped animals, just a ton of things with this natural compound, no side effects. And the report is there inside here. You guys who didn't get to, we really didn't get a lot into the report itself, but the report you can read for yourself in this article. If you go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, scroll down, there's a couple of articles down there. You can check that out. Also, while you're at sonsoflibertymedia.com, be sure to subscribe to the email newsletter. Again, we don't spam you. We don't rent your email out or sell it to anybody. We send you one email a day. That's all of our articles, Bradley's, mine, our contributors that we have there. And be sure to sign up for that. You get it once a day, including that the show archive this morning. So if you're going to miss that, then you can pick that up as well by signing up for the email. Also, last thing, if you agree with our message, we're not one to hold our hands out and say, hey, we want your money or this, that, and the other. We do what we do, and we trust the Lord to provide, and we tell you we have needs. Everybody has them. We have them, too. Costs money to do not only radio, but internet, and for Bradley and his family to go around into the states. They've got several states lined up here very soon and throughout the summer. And if you would like to support that message going into your state, then there's a donate button at the top of sonsoflibertymedia.com. Be sure to click on that and make a one-time donation. Or if you'd like to, become a partner with us as a son or daughter of liberty. You can do that as well. That's at the top of sonsoflibertymedia.com. And then finally, our store is available. And by the way, let me just show you this. I think Bradley has been showing you this. I've showed you this in the morning on the morning show. And I always have to refresh the page. Oh, it came up fine. Rebellion to Tyrants t-shirt. This is a new t-shirt. You guys have been asking for it. You see Bradley wearing one that had this emblem on it. Well, now you can have one, too. It's $20 in our store. Click on the store icon. Front of the shirt is the seal that was proposed by Benjamin Franklin for the seal of the United States. And on the back, and it became Thomas Jefferson's personal seal. And on the back, it says, when the Lord sent Moses to face Pharaoh, saying, let my people go, it was not a request, it was a command. Exodus 9:1 is on the sleeve there. It's a sharp looking shirt. It really is. And you'll be glad you picked that up. We are still in. By the way, if you buy this shirt in our store, before Saturday night midnight and use the promo code OBEY, you can get 10% off the shirt. Okay, just a little thing there to throw in there. We'll be back on the other side of the break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Be right back.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without God. without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button, where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. And if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. Happy to take your call and try to keep it as much on the subject as we can. Now, let me divert here just for a second for what took place over there in, or down there in Florida last night concerning this building that fell. It's kind of interesting to me, you know, just I think it was a few weeks ago, actually it was maybe a month ago or so, they had an explosion that took place. I think it was somewhere down there in South Florida, near where Roger Stone lived. And that took down a building. This building here is has been up since 1981. And what I want to do is I'm going to bring you over to the Daily Mail just for a quick thing here, and then we'll get on the John McAfee thing, just for a quick video from the Daily Mail. Now, you're going to have to watch it quick, and I'll back it up. I'm going to bring you over here where I've got it paused. And just take a look right down the middle, and you tell me what you see. This is the live, video of, or that was captured by cameras of this building falling. And then here's the second part of it that falls too, if you haven't seen it. And I mean, at least this one leans a little bit, but basically, it's like watching the 9/11 to me. It looks like it falls right in their footprint. These buildings fall right in their footprint. Now, maybe they don't. Maybe there's something off on that. But let me back it up, because here's what I want you to see. And unfortunately, they don't allow me to pause it without the stuff getting in. But if you'll notice in the middle section, right when I hit the play, you'll see some lights kind of come on. And they're bigger than the lights that you see in the windows. It's the middle of the night. But watch what happens here. See it going down through here, down in this area? Let me back it up again. I find all that kind of interesting. And then you see flashes in this one, too. See it? Right before it goes down, you saw the one over here, and you see another one. And then it just falls in. Now, I'm not saying, I'm not saying it's a demolition, but I am saying somebody needs to answer why that's happening. And there could be an answer for that. Okay, there really could be a real legitimate answer for why that came down. But again, it's very strange. And look, I've been on construction sites. I can tell you. In fact, I've been on a construction site where there were about 10 townhomes. And I don't know if this translates across the country the same way or not. But a townhome where I'm from down here in the South is like a condo that's two-story, okay? And they're pretty narrow. They might be deep, but they're pretty narrow. And usually they're in, like, groups of five or something like that. They almost look like apartment buildings. And we had one right in the middle of about seven or eight, I think it was. I don't remember. One that fell. It fell in on itself after they had built it. But the thing was, as it fell in on itself, it fell in like towards one side or the other. It didn't just drop straight down. It fell in towards the outside of where the buildings were. It kind of like leaned and fell. And so I've been on job sites where we've had, you know, just all kinds of crazy things. We were on one particular site, and they had a building they didn't release for like a year and a half after all the other buildings on the property had been released. And the reason was because an irrigation line broke under the cement foundation, and it slowly eroded the land under the foundation, the cement foundation, because they had big cement pads that they poured. And as a result of that, you could go in that building. It was only 12 units that were in this apartment building. You could go in that building, and you could literally hear the building creaking. They had sheetrock guys in there every week repairing sheetrock from where the sheetrock tape and the mud would come apart, and they were looking to move people in there. This thing's still over there in Charlotte, North Carolina now. And it's incredible. They put all kinds of money in helical piers and things like that. But I just wanted to touch on that in case somebody had not seen it, but it looks like some of you guys in the chat, you've seen this. You've seen these lights go off, and it's very eerily reminiscent to me of some of the video footage we saw at 9/11, because we saw the little light burst that would come several stories down as the buildings came down and just fell right in on themselves. And you know, I can't help but think there's probably a lot more dead than what they think. I think they said they're missing about 50 people. One's been confirmed dead. They've had several that they've treated. And, you know, I can't help but think that they have a lot more there. And it reminds me of something that Jesus said. Because I know there's people, probably loved ones of those who were in the building, who are going, why would this happen? You know, how could this happen here? And Jesus spoke to something similar to this in Luke chapter 13. He said at that time, or the Bible says, at that time, some of those present told Jesus and the Galileans, whose blood Pilate had mixed with the sacrifices. To this he replied, "Do you think that these Galileans, who were worse sinners than all of the Galileans because they suffered this fate? No, I tell you, but unless you repent, you too will all perish. Or those 18 who were killed when the Tower of Siloam collapsed on them? Do you think they were more sinful than all the others living in Jerusalem? No, I tell you, but unless you repent, you too will all perish." Now, it's real interesting. Jesus doesn't say the people are more sinful than the people who are listening to him. He's just making a point. People are dying. And unless you repent, you're going to perish just like they did. I don't think he's indicating that a building is going to fall on them, okay? But he is getting to the heart of the matter that man is in need of repentance, and man cannot, listen to me very carefully, man cannot repent of his own accord. He must have the work of the Holy Spirit in him, and that can only become because God has shown that man mercy. Man doesn't just get to throw on mercy because of his quote-unquote free will. Man's will is bound to sin. And so when we give the command to repent, for men to repent, to put their faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, to obey God and what he said, I don't expect man to just naturally come to the light and do that. Man wants to hide from the light. So if he's willing to come to the light, if he's willing to repent, guess what that means? That means God has done a work in that man's heart to take out that heart of stone and put in a heart of flesh and regenerate him and give him faith and grant him repentance. And therefore, that man will glorify God in what he does. Okay? So I wanted to throw that out there because I know that's a big news story today, as well as what we're going to be talking about now. And some people have said, well, why would they be after John McAfee? Well, look, I don't think John McAfee was this bastion of morality. That's for sure. Okay. So I'm not here to build John McAfee up. Okay. I don't know. It might be. It very well could be. With the things that we're dealing with now, somebody asked if the building connected to McAfee. But you got to understand, there is a constant in our country now. We have let it go so far that the things that are most important are not front page on your newspaper. They're not in the 24-hour news cycle. You're getting those from people who actually care about what's going on, not the Mockingbird media who are paid off to give off stories that they read off their teleprompter to you. Okay? So just keep that in mind. So wherever there's an important thing, and that may start to make news, there's other things that come along to stifle that news so that you don't see it. Okay? I'm not saying that's what this is. Could be. It could actually be that the building collapsed. Okay? I'm just going to throw that out. It could be. But I'm looking at it. It looks like 9/11 to me. That's just me. All right? But here's the thing. Somebody's asked, why would John McAfee be targeted? Well, we remember he was arrested some years ago, and charges were made against him, much like they were against Julian Assange. And we find out once he was brought out of that embassy and put in place that they weren't going to go through with all the litigation, the everything that was going on in the court system at the time concerning him allegedly, being with some underage girl. Okay. None of that ever came to fruition. Okay. None of it ever came to fruition. And so when he got out, what have they done? They basically kept him in silence. The media is silenced. They won't even say his name. And of course, the Trump administration was trying to extradite him to the United States, and they didn't get that to go through. And we've been reading story after story after story where we can get them, how he's been treated in jail. And it's not good, and I think that's a bad sign for the American people as well as other people of the world. Other side of the break, we're going to get to this. I'm going to give you some information of why they might have been targeting him and some of the things that are going on. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Hang on, we'll be right back.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Rescuers are continuing to search for survivors after a Miami-area building collapse. At least 51 people are unaccounted for after a portion of a Miami-area condo tower collapsed. Surfside, Florida Mayor Charlie Burkett saying they're using as many resources as possible to find survivors.
We've got the dogs, we've got the equipment, and we're going to do our very best to save as many people in that pile of rubble as we possibly can.
President Biden announces he and a group of bipartisan senators have come to an agreement on an infrastructure package after meeting at the White House earlier on Thursday. Ohio Republican Senator Rob Portman is among those, and he talks about the economic benefits of the package.
This will lead to more efficiency in our economy, higher productivity, more economic growth. This is about the long term.
You're listening to USA Radio News. The Supreme Court deals a blow to unions.
The Supreme Court of the United States on Wednesday ruled against the California Agricultural Labor Relations Act of the 1960s. That was the one that granted union organizers limited temporary access to agricultural workplaces to speak with laborers. The High Court said the law violates the Fifth Amendment, which bars the taking of private property for public use without just compensation. The court's 6-3 decision was used in the Cedar Point Nursery versus Hasid case. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
As the investigation into Wednesday's pedestrian bridge collapse in Washington, D.C. is underway, it appears that the structure had been scheduled for repairs. The D.C. Department of Transportation had the bridge on a repair list for the last 2 years. The Metropolitan Police Department is heading up an investigation into the incident that injured at least 5 people. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Welcome back to the Sun Celebrity. If you'd like to call in, 1-866-582-9933. The phone lines are open. So some of you guys are chatting, throwing out some ideas there. You're welcome to call in. I'd love to take your call and love to talk to you. So give me a call. The lines are open. 1-866-582-9933. Okay, just so you know, I've done a couple of interviews with a guy by the name of Dylan Howard. I believe he runs a site called Radar Online. And we've had some stories that's come out about that, but he wrote a book called Epstein, Dead Men Tell No Tales, Spies, Lies, and Blackmail. And we had him on a couple of times. And I was thinking about contacting Dylan again. And now with this that's going on with McAfee, I think I'm going to go ahead and do that and see if we can't set him up to come back on and speak about new things in the Epstein case, because some of these guys have come out and they've given the people an idea, not even an idea. They've given them the evidence that our government has been working against us. They've been in violation of the law. Okay? Let me change that. They have come out and exposed the unconstitutional agencies. You know them as the alphabet agencies. They have exposed those who work for us, our employees, as stealing from us, as attacking us, as threatening us, as bullying us, as bribing us, as violating our rights through the violation of the law. That's the way it should be said. These are our employees. We are the government. These are our employees. They have been doing this to us. Now, I want to ask you something. Let's say you're a business owner of whatever, and your employees start stealing from you, and you catch them red-handed on CCTV. That's closed-circuit TV for you guys. You catch them red-handed. You document it. You document that their till is $5, $10, $20, $50, $100 short several days in a row. Let me ask you something. Do you get mad about that and go post on social media? Do you get mad about that and protest in the streets? No. You go and fire that employee, and then you call the cops to come get them and arrest them, right? Because you're going to deal with them in a civil action to where you get that money back. Maybe plus interest if you want to go by biblical law. Okay? That's what you do. What have the American people done with our employees? Oh, we've gotten upset. But we've talked about it a lot. We've posted memes. We've joked. We've even joked about how stupid they are while they're laughing to us going to the bank. We haven't even done the first step of kicking them out of office, much less arresting them and prosecuting them. So you ask, why would a person like John McAfee be targeted by our government? And then we're going to get into some guys who, in my opinion, there's some significant ties into what they were doing. This comes from 2016, okay? Do you guys remember the San Bernardino shooters? Syed Farouk, this is the guy who, you know, allegedly shot up a Christmas party and stuff, and Allah Akbar, and it was a jihadist and all this. He had an iPhone. Remember that? And the FBI couldn't get into the iPhone, or that's what they told us. Okay? And the FBI wanted to get into his phone to know who he called, when he called, who was calling him, what all was going on in there, any kind of data that they could extract from that to determine what happened. Well, we all know that a lot of this information now, there's a big facility that the NSA has is recording our calls. It's against the law. It's against the law for them to do that. The Fourth Amendment is pretty clear. Okay? They don't have any authorization to be recording anybody's phone calls or getting in their phones. Okay? But they're doing it. And what happened here? Well, federal judge had said that Apple has to create the back door into the phone so the FBI can get into it. So here's where John McAfee comes in. He's the creator of that McAfee security software. Now, I'm just going to tell you, you download any kind of off-the-side software off the internet, and it wants to put McAfee on your computer or something. But McAfee is the one I often see. And I don't want any of that stuff, so I don't download it and put it on there. But he's one of the foremost cybersecurity experts in the world, and Ben Swan had spoken to him at this time by Skype. And he says the fight is really over encryption as a whole. Listen to what he had to say. The problem is that once you put a backdoor in a piece of software, every hacker in the world is going to find it and use it, and then we're in a world of hurt. He says that the FBI is telling the truth about their intentions, that they just want to, you know, get into this one phone, they're not wanting to get in everybody else's phone, then what they really need to get into, he says he and his team of hackers have agreed to hack that phone. And he says they could do it in about 3 weeks. Now, we know the FBI ended up hacking that phone anyway. Okay, so this is all a cat and mouse. It's a WWE, you know, Royal Rumble thing for people to get attached to, but you got to pay attention to what he's saying here. He went on and he said, they have not responded to my offer, and I do not think that they will be, I do not think they will, because it's not just that one phone that they want. They want a key to everybody's phone. He says there is a bigger issue at hand, because what the FBI and the federal government is actually doing here is a move that will destroy encryption. In an op-ed, he writes, quote, after years of arguments by virtually every industry specialist that backdoors will be a bigger boon to hackers and to our nation's enemies than publishing our nuclear codes. We all say the same thing, McAfee says. You can't do it and keep us safe as a nation. You can't do it and keep us safe as individuals. because I guarantee that once that back door goes in, all of our bank accounts are going to be emptied by the bad hackers. All our Social Security numbers are going to be known. That stuff's happening now anyway. Okay? And again, whatever you think about John McAfee, he was right. He saw what was going on there. And he saw the corruption, and he saw the tyranny that was ensuing over that. Now, let's fast forward today. We're 5 years beyond that of where he pointed this stuff out. Okay? There are other things here. And this was a report that we had out yesterday. And it's called John McAfee found dead in jail after saying he might be Epstein'd. Quote, if I suicide myself, I didn't. Those are his words. If I suicide myself, I didn't. Now, let me tell you something, being very, very serious here. Bradley and I have had these kind of conversations. And Bradley's like, Tim, if something happens to me and my family, he says, I trust the Lord that he's going to care for us. But if something happens to us, obviously it's the Lord allowing it to happen. I'm not going to deny that. But he says, if something happens to us, he says, I have no ill will towards my family. I have no intentions of committing suicide. I said, neither do I. Neither do I. And if this issue of John McAfee doesn't sound like a Jeffrey Epstein kind of hit, then I don't know what planet people are on. Okay? RT reported a story about his death. It set off numerous conspiracy theories. Well, yeah, they are conspiracy theories because we know what happened with Jeffrey Epstein, right? We know the people that he was tied in with. We know that. And the media wanted to get that Epstein story out of the front page as quick as they could. They had to deal with it for some time. But boy, they were pushing things through so fast. And we're led to believe that a guy in a cell where all of a sudden the guards fell asleep and the cameras went down, this guy found that little niche of 25, 30 minutes, took a bed sheet, wrapped it around his neck, tied it to his bunk bed, and leaned forward, breaking his neck, breaking the bones there in his neck, and killing himself. And we're led to believe that. We're led to believe that. And here we're told John McAfee, who was arrested in and put into a prison in Spain, killed himself. Somehow I see new memes coming out. John McAfee didn't kill himself. I see new videos coming where people are going to be photobombing in certain things and doing the same thing. Here's what RT said. It set off numerous conspiracy theories, tributes, and criticism of the extradition to the U.S. the now-deceased antivirus magnate was facing. So here's the question I have. What did the U.S. have to be fearful of John coming back to the U.S.? I think that's where you have to ask the question, because this doesn't make any sense. McAfee was found dead in his prison cell in Barcelona, that's what we're told, only hours after a Spanish court approved his extradition in the U.S. That's quite convenient, isn't it? Where he is facing charges of tax evasion and other financial crimes. A statement from Spain's Ministry of Justice has indicated the cause of death for McAfee could be suicide. Could be suicide. From an apparent suicide. Again, a la Epstein. And I'll show you that tweet on the other side of the break. Again, you want to call in 1-866-582-9933, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Paul Cornelius with Days of Noah Ministries on the cutting edge of creation ministries today. And I'm happy to say to you that I enjoy Bradley Dean, who's right on with everything, including the truth that we're needing desperately in America today. I listen to Bradley Dean and Sons of Liberty all the time, and I think you should too.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Final segment here, so if you want to get a call in, please do so. Love to hear from you. And let's pick up right quick because I want to make this transition to some other men and then to us and make it applicable to us. So these are some of the tweets that came out following the news that John McAfee was dead. Samantha Maricus wrote, John made a video in 2020 calling out the deep state. A week after that video was made, there was a warrant out for his arrest. A year later, he's found dead. John didn't kill himself. Okay. Now, John knew the heat was on too. Look at what he did. He put out a tweet. He got a tattoo on his arm that's basically a dollar sign and it says WHACKED. WHACKD. It's amazing to me. These guys are so smart, and they just kind of put the wax in there. Anyway, here's what he said. Getting subtle messages from U.S. officials saying, in effect, we're coming for you, McAfee. We're going to kill yourself. So I got a tattoo today just in case. If I suicide myself, I didn't. I was whacked. Check my right arm. This was November the 30th of 2019. He was already suspecting that almost 2 years ago. Okay? Then we have some other content here. And again, this is from his Twitter account. He said after he had been arrested in October of 2020 in Spain, he said, I am content in here. I have friends. The food is good. all is well. Know that if I hang myself, a la Epstein, it will be no fault of mine. Seems like the man is one who wants to live his life. He's not one. I mean, he lived on a boat for many years. So it's just interesting, some of the stuff that he puts out prior to his death. So here's another one. This comes from June of 2019. He said, I've collected files on corruption in governments. For the first time, I'm naming names and specifics. I'll begin with a corrupt CIA agent and two Bahamian officials. Coming today, if I'm arrested or disappear, 31 plus terabytes, that's a lot of stuff. 31 plus terabytes of incriminating data will be released to the press. Well, I don't know what good it's going to do to release it to the press, John. They don't want to even report on anything other than what they're told by the CIA anyway. And then we had this. Now, this comes from Cassandra Fairbanks. This was posted by whoever has access to McAfee's Instagram 1 hour ago. And it was a big Q. Now, I got to tell you, I don't buy Q. I think it's a psyop. I really do. I'm amazed that people who call themselves patriots and Christians and conservatives get into that. I don't understand it. I really don't understand it. But in any case, that went out. So Edward Snowden speaks out. Now, Edward Snowden has outed some stuff, and people question his motives, this, that, and the other. Forget the motives for just a minute, okay, because I don't know people's motives. I can't know what their heart is. I can only see what comes out of their mouth, okay, what they tell me. And I can tell you this, the things that Edward Snowden exposed to the American people about what our government is doing in violation of the law and doing against us should have been enough that there should have been such a hue and outcry that nobody in D.C. would have left on their own free will. That should have been enough. It really should have. Again, people were angry. They were keyboard warriors. They were putting out memes. They were some of us were giving the information fast and heavy, but there was no justice. And again and again and again and again, that is the message that the Sons of Liberty has. If you're not going to bring justice, you're going to do what Amos 6:3 says. Ye that put far away the evil day, in other words, you won't bring justice on the guilty, on the wicked. You cause the seed of violence to come near. Wouldn't it be better to bring justice on those who deserve it? My friends, those of you who buy into a Romans 13 kind of thinking to where people are to bow to the almighty state rather than almighty God, you've misunderstood what Paul was addressing in the first place. And by the way, this is things that we've talked about. The church is to be involved in every aspect of society. And the church has been largely silent, largely inactive when it comes to being the moral compass of the society. When it comes to speaking to those who are our employees, who represent us. Thank God for people like Adam Heikkilä, played him on the morning show yesterday. He even took the time to go over into a school district that wasn't his own and call out those who were representing those people. It is the church's responsibility to be salt and light in the society. And if we're not doing that, guess how dark that society is going to be? Well, you're seeing it all around you. You're seeing it all around you. And in the midst of that, the remnant of the church is shining very brightly. People like Adam, people like his wife Bethany, she's in the chat as well. The Deatons, who are in the chat. I'm going to just mention some people that I know there. Our friend Wes out in Indiana, Bradley and his family. lights being shining, they shine brighter in the darkness. So what does Edward Snowden have to say? Because Edward Snowden had to leave what he had here and take off somewhere else. And they said, well, I don't trust him. He's a traitor because he should have stood up and said, well, he may should have or should not have. The Bible says there's some wisdom and some things like that. We saw King David, actually before he was king, he went and hid from Saul. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing bad about that when you know what's going on. Here's what Edward Snowden had to say. Europe should not extradite those accused of nonviolent crimes to a court system so unfair and prison system so cruel, and I would say unconstitutional and unbiblical too, that native-born defendants would rather die than become subject to it. Julian Assange could be next. Until the system is reformed, no, let's change that. This system has to be cleansed. It needs to be, I mean, Thomas Jefferson, gosh, Declaration of Independence. He says when a government becomes like this, it is the duty, it is the right of the people, the duty that they have to dissolve that government and to reestablish a government that protects their liberties. That's Thomas Jefferson. So for Biden and all his criminal posse that he's got up there in his illegitimate administration, our founding fathers said, you people need to be kicked out. That government needs to be dissolved, and we need to start looking to find different government. And frankly, I say decentralized government is the best way to go. This is why I talk to you about going to your states and dealing with it rather than going to – if you go for another rally in D.C., you're just not paying attention. You're setting yourself up for another January 6th thing where they can use it against you. Go to your state. Start dealing in your state. Start dealing in local government, and you'll see some changes. You really will, because you're going to hold those people accountable to it, and they know you're going to hold them accountable to it. You can't camp out in D.C. forever. You just can't do it. But you can sit on the backs of those who represent you in your states. That's for sure. So what am I talking about there? Well, because GCN can't pick up the video, the audio of the video I'm going to play, I'm just going to make reference to something, because Edward Snowden says, look to Julian Assange. You remember when the U.S. government, including Joe Biden, I've got the video, so I'll have this. I'm going to make an archive out of this, too. This will be an archive that will be up at sunslibertymedia.com. This is a montage of people in government at the time saying, calling Julian Assange a terrorist, saying they want to see him have a bullet in his head. This is people on Fox News, by the way, too, and others saying this kind of stuff. They don't follow the Constitution. They know nothing of that. They know nothing of law. They're lawless people, and they're talking about killing him. Now, here's the question I want to pose to you, because we're running out of time, and I really wish I had more to put in. I guess I could continue on, but I'm not going to do that today. I've got some stuff I've got to do. Here's the question I got for you. If they can do that to these people, and they do it without shame, and they fabricate a story through the Mockingbird media, what makes you think they won't do it to you or to me? This is why we've got to bring justice. You want to be godly? Bring justice. God is a just and holy God. He can't look upon sin. Neither should we. We should bring justice. You guys, get this in the morning, 6 a.m. It's Bradley tomorrow at 3 p.m. See you.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.